cool. All right. I never know how to start this.
Yeah.
I feel like I need, like, a song or something.
You need a little jingle to, like, come
sing?
In, like, I can sing.
Can you sing me a little jingle?
Jordan.
I like that. It has my name in it.
Yeah.
The podcast called Just Don't Drop the Mic.
So, oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Just Don't Drop the Mic.
Yeah.
I've carefully placed it in front of me at a reasonable distance.
Yeah, same. I have it on the table because we're both loud as fuck.
Yeah.
Anyways, I have on this podcast Def Goldblum.
Ahoy.
I don't. I'm making my own sounds. This is very low tech.
Do the soundboard thing.
Yeah, there you go.
You know,
are you just gonna do that?
I'm pressing the table as if I actually have it here. Oh yeah. Hello. Actually, that's one we have. I have a Discord with my friends. We just have all the worst ones where it's just like, ooh, woo.
Stupid.
It's great. It's a great way. You pop in, like, ahoy, everybody. And they're just like, hi. And then it goes off on a chain of just stupid soundboard.
Love it. Love that. Love that for you.
Yeah, this is living the life.
Yeah, you know, doing it. Okay, well, Death is going to be on my upcoming Halloween show on the 27th.
Heck yeah.
So I wanted to bring him on so we can kind of get a good little feel. So how long have you been doing comedy? You've been doing it for...
Realistically, like a total of 4 years. Because, like, I'd done it, I tried it out for like a year and a half. Like over a decade or so ago, and
okay.
It felt very hobbyish. It was what I wanted to do, you know. Like,
yeah.
I was also a kid,
yeah.
And at the time, I felt like I want to be funny, but like I haven't lived funny enough.
Yeah.
Now I've cried enough. There, it's just like I all I want to do is be funny.
Yeah. I feel like a lot of comics were kind of like that. Like, I just want to be funny.
I want people to like me. I hope they like me.
I need to prove to myself people like me by standing in front of them holding a microphone.
Yeah.
But honestly, hey, that was Frank.
That's my ride.
Yeah.
My driver. God bless him. Shout out Frank DeMent. He's a sweet soul, that guy.
Yeah.
He's a good guy.
Yep.
But yeah, well, your Halloween show is coming up. It's at J&D's place.
Yep.
Right? That's going to be an awesome show. It's a stacked lineup too.
I know.
I was really excited because I have a show that evening as well. Later in the evening at Ruby Tuesdays and Summit. It's my Def Goldblum's late night double feature picture show. It's last Friday of every month. But you were so sweet. You reached out. You were like, hey, so I kind of want to do this show. It would be the same night as yours, and I kind of want to have you on. And I was just like, you don't have to have me on, but yeah. Like, yeah. I will be there. I will endorse this. Like, hell yeah. Like, I'm not, yeah.
You had me on your last year's Halloween show, so I feel like it was like... Like, you know what I mean?
Hell
like,
yeah.
Full circle, kind of.
I
you know what
it.
I mean?
I feel it. I appreciate it.
Yeah, absolutely. Halloween's, like, my favorite holiday.
Same. Growing up with Jehovah's Witness, it was, like the ideal holiday, you
mm-hmm.
know? Like, it's frustrating. People don't know this, but Jehovah's Witnesses, they don't celebrate holidays. And so, like, there's one holiday where kids get to dress up as whoever they want, you know, and knock on doors
and eat candy
and get given candy, and people are happy to see them instead of like getting the door slammed on them,
right?
Or like a dick in the face, you know.
Yeah, you might get candy, but then
yeah, exactly. But yeah, if you're, as a Jehovah's Witness, if there's somebody offering candy at the door, it's highly suspect, you know. Yeah. Or they're in a bathroom and they're like, you gotta reach in my pocket. I got my arthritis, it's real bad.
Like, come on inside. You wanna see my train set in the basement?
Oh gosh. I'm having flashbacks.
I know, core memory just like
No, I flashback. My man cave is my basement, and it's not train. I do have a train, but it's a transformer. I have transformers. Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, I don't.
I love going to men's basements and seeing their hobbies.
What's great is it's like me, and I do have my partner's hobby there too. So, like, my camera for where my computer is set up for when I'm, like, live streaming and everything. You barely see my stuff behind me, but you see my partner's, like, Polly Pocket collection.
Nice.
And it's just, like, this massive, like, modern to retro. Like, she has everything.
Nice.
And, like, way over in the corner, it's, like, Star Wars and Transformers, you know?
That's so funny. You said you do live streams or whatever? What's that about?
Occasionally, yeah. You can find me on Twitch. It's Def Goldblum Comedy. But more often than not, I stream on Discord on a couple servers there. Where, it's really my friends just, they were like, hey, we want you to play this really crappy game and tell us about it. And I was like, I'm a poor comedian. What makes you think? And then they just buy it for me. And that's my bait. That's my way of like, I can't afford this game. And then I just have to tell them about it while I'm playing it.
That's cool.
It's really fun to shit on games that you don't have to pay for to the people who bought them for you. We want to play this game. We're all dwarves and we go mining in space. Okay.
Just make fun of them the whole time.
Oh gosh. Aww. No, I love it. I actually love their shit. That's actually one I never mind. I'm gonna go start rambling about video games in a not funny way.
Yeah.
And this is not the time nor the place.
I mean, it's whatever. But we can move on. Who are your favorite comics?
My favorite comics.
Like professional, not
professional. Like, yeah, you know, my favorite current, I've been saying this for a while, is Joe Pera. I love Joe Pera. He just released his first special, but he's known for his, like, Talk You to Sleep or Joe Pera Talks with You on Adult Swim. He was more famous for his show, I think, than his stand-up. But he's, like, he is legitimately, like, the Mr. Rogers of stand-up comedy. Like, he doesn't swear. He has a... If those listening, I'm going to plug this guy so hard. His special is great. Check it out. It's more than just stand-up. It does music and everything. I love multimedia stuff. But he has just, like, a little clip about how great the Buffalo Bills are as a team in NFL. I don't give a shit about football. I don't give a flying fuck. But I cared about the Buffalo Bills by the end of that.
Yeah.
And it is one of the funniest things I could ever recommend anyone ever listen to.
Oh, sure. Good shit.
For sure.
That's super exciting.
Yeah.
I know. I never heard of him.
Yeah. Big recommend him. Tim Heidecker. I really like Tim Heidecker. I like his stuff.
I've never heard of him either.
He's another, like, Adult Swim guy. Tim and Eric's awesome show. Great job.
I need to check them out, actually. Yeah. Because I feel like I like your sense of humor. I feel like we kind of...
Yeah. Oh, our stuff vibes hard. Yeah. We have experiences and adventures together. I have entire bits about our adventures. And
yeah. Back, like,
I love to ask the audience, have you ever done drugs so good it scares you? I asked you that, and we both were like, we knew exactly what experience I was talking about. But I mean, that's a thing, though. You know, sometimes, I have not done cocaine since. Is it okay to talk about this on the podcast?
Yeah, I mean.
Sure. Sometimes, I've even smoked weed sometimes where I was like, is this that fentanyl weed they're talking about?
I know, sometimes you get, like, kind of sketched out. I feel like that's when you know you're getting old, when you start being like, what the fuck is, like, why am I so high right now?
Yeah, well, although, you know what? That fentanyl weed, there's no such thing, right?
There's no way,
There's
right?
no way. Like, okay, who would waste their money on, getting rid of good fentanyl on shit-ass weed? I'm gonna get hooked on my weed! You know, that's so stupid!
Yeah,
it's such
like
a
fentanyl,
stupid idea.
I feel like fentanyl is too expensive. I mean, I don't know how much fentanyl is. I feel like if we go on to Broad, just kind of ask around.
It's just not... it's not something I would... You know, I've never tried fentanyl, nor am I interested. I've never tried heroin.
I've never known if I tried fentanyl.
that's it.
That's fair.
I just know that, I probably love it. And, you know.
I mean, people are dying over it.
Yeah, I'm sure I'd be addicted. I think everybody's addicted to fentanyl.
Yeah, it's kind of like heroin.
Yeah,
I feel
just
like you do it once and you're like, ooh, that's it.
Yeah, yeah. if you disagree with, you know, if you disagree with the whole statement, you know, everybody's addicted to heroin or fentanyl. That's only because you haven't tried it yet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because it sounds both wonderful and terrible at the same. This is not an endorsement. Stay clean. If you need help, get it. Big recommend.
Yeah, there's a lot of NA meetings and all that shit. But also, if you don't believe it, you may be in denial.
Yep. There's also that. There's also that.
And NA meetings will also help you work through that.
Absolutely. Absolutely will. Absolutely.
Stay clean, guys. No.
I'm a firm believer. I can't remember who said it, but their whole thing was handle your high. You know, like, if you, yeah. And fentanyl and heroin seems to be one of those things that nobody can really handle, and so that's one of those highs I feel like I should pass on, you know? Yeah. This just seems like a safe bet. I know guys who are, like, in their 70s, and they're still doing cocaine. One of them was president, you know? Like,
one of them was president.
like, kudos. Like, they've got the heart for it, but, like, I'm 36. I think I'm good.
Yeah.
I'm good. I don't need that in my life.
Yeah, sometimes I get too high, and I'm like, I can never actually do really heavy drugs like that.
No.
You know?
No. That's
it's too much.
It's a scary thing.
It's too much, man.
No.
Have you seen BoJack Horseman?
Yes. I've seen a good portion of it. I'm not finished. Okay. I need to catch up.
Oh, dude. That's like my one show I rewatch all the time. So I feel like less of a piece of shit.
yeah. Oh, I know exactly what you mean.
And I feel like I'm growing and learning, and you like take new shit from it, and you're like, oh, okay, and you find like a little bit of way to like find grace with yourself. And, you know what I mean? Like, yeah, like, but.
Well, I mentioned Tim Heidecker earlier as one of my favorite comedians. His stand-up special is An Evening with Tim Heidecker.
Uh-huh.
And it's satire. It's an entire thing where he does everything wrong intentionally.
Uh-huh.
Like, and it's so good and it's so convincing that by the end of it, I'm just like, while I've done most of all those things, I've not done all of them at once. You know, like, but it was it's masterfully done, you know, but at the same time, it's a feel-good watch.
Yeah, it really is. Shit. Well, shit. I don't know. This is kind of trying to be like a short little thing.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to, I don't know, thank you for agreeing to be on my
show. Anytime. Anytime.
You're one of my favorite comics.
Same.
You're really funny.
You're one of my favorite people. You're good people.
Thanks.
I try to be a good
people.
That's it, though. You know, I tell people that that's all it is you're not a failure as long as you're trying.
Yeah.
And that's it. If you're trying to be good, yeah.
Yeah,
you gotta keep trying. You gotta try.
And you're like doing like cool shit, like the Ruby Tuesday show. That's really cool. Late night.
It's a fun thing. It's a community showcase. Idea is I try to get some people from out of town or bigger like local names up on a showcase up front, and then we open it up as either open mic or heckle mic. We kind of rotate that now.
Mm-hmm.
To on the back end, and we don't let the audience know. So that way, like, we can get some like fresh face talent and local comics up on stage in front of a room of unknowing people who are already laughing, and most of them are still game for it. So
yeah,
big recommend if you want to come out. And then your show at J&D is that going to be?
Yeah, so it's you should have enough time. I mean, of course, I'm going to put you up earlier because like you need to like.
I was asking actually. I meant, is that going to be a regular thing? Or are we?
I don't know. See, we're...
This is the problem. I was afraid of being on a podcast because I knew I'd start asking questions like we were... Like we were...
No, but it's okay. Things are in the works. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Fingers crossed. You can't see me. I just finger crossed.
And I knocked on the table.
Yeah, so I guess there's that. I was going to say
it's such a fun
thing.
Room. I love that room.
It is.
And it's
good
people.
I was going to say,
the owners are every time I've been there, like, they're funny, good people.
Yeah, and, like, I don't know, like, I feel like it's, like, the vibe there is, like, I don't know, I can't describe it. It's, like, a good audience. Like, when you get, like, once you get, like, everyone there... It's gonna be fun.
It's a fun
room. Like the lineup, I feel like has like the perfect sense of humor, like for it. Like there's like Layla, Neff, you. I actually haven't met Matthew Zane yet, but like Layla said that he's really fucking funny.
I've heard good things.
Barack
very, very good
is
things.
Hilarious. Sam CH. I keep wanting to say HC because Christian. Samuel CH. And then, like, Miko, and then, like, Tony. I think it's going to be, like, they all kind of have, like, a dark humor.
Absolutely.
And I feel like J&D's is kind of, like,
yeah.
that vibe.
It'll be, and it's perfect for a Halloween show.
Yeah.
It's not like it's a dive or creepy place. But it's, like, the layout for, like, where performers perform and stuff is a great like little.
I wish we could have done it outside, but it's gonna be way too cold.
Oh yeah, yeah.
It's like getting cold now.
But. Yeah, yeah. My nipples will be showing. I don't. Nobody needs them.
I mean, I would enjoy it, but like.
nobody needs these. Anyway. Well, that's the thing is I have innies, and so like even when they're hard, they just go inward and they just poke, and that hurts. You know?
Oh.
Like diamonds, but like God, I'm just making that up.
I was actually concerned. I was like, God damn, bro, I'm so gullible.
Like, I'm concave. Like, if I lay on my back, it's like I have little volcanic, you know, crests. I just, cause my whole nipple just concaves inward. No.
Oh, my God. Dude, yeah, I mean, like, I was like, holy shit, man.
I'm up on stage, and they're just like, what's wrong with his chest?
You're just, like, screaming in agony. Jesus Christ. All right, well, I'm going to wrap it up because we're
absolutely.
The one mic, but do you want to add anything else?
No, yeah, just if you come out to this month's show, to J&D's, absolutely, look forward to seeing you there. If you want to make it to our show afterwards, we got a great lineup there as well, with Brian Harris, Ty Erskine's, Patrick Fankel.
Fankel.
Yeah, Fankel. Fankel. What did I say? Patrick Fankel. I believe I met him, but I don't know. I've heard a lot of his comedy. I love him, so he's coming from out of town. I'm really excited to have him on the show.
I was just repeating what you're saying. I don't know if that's how you say it.
Patrick Fankel. Fankel, okay. Yeah. Keenan Attar, who's a local comic, I really love him.
He's
and one of my favorites, Audrey Soper.
Yeah, she's funny, too.
She's scares me. I love her, but she scares me, and I thought she'd be great for a Halloween show.
Yeah, absolutely.
Like, so, yeah. Cool. It'll be a good time.
Yeah.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah.
I appreciate you.
I appreciate you.
And I love you.
Yeah, I love you, too. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.